This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I just sent out a video that this little meme that I made of a child on a swing set with a raging fire in the background. And I just labeled it, you know, all of our D.C. teams. I got the Nationals, the Capitals, and the Mystics on the swing set. The Redskins right in the midst of the raging fire, and then over to the side with a smaller fire is the Wizards. Now, that's an important distinction to make. The Wizards are not in the raging fire with the Redskins. They just got to look a little smaller fire. And the reason why is because at least the Wizards have the decency to give us entertainment amidst their ineptitude. And they have consistently given us entertainment from the days of throwing out Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues and Michael Adams, George Mirasan, Liddell Echols in his booty shorts with ashy legs. They've Gilbert Arenas and the Gun Club. They've consistently given us things to be entertained by. JaVale McGee, running back on defense. I mean, like, the Wizards, I get this. As a comedian, they're a solid middle act. They're solid. They have a lot of material, and they're very original. I don't know that they're, you know, I don't know that they're headliners. They could close. But they're like a really good, solid middle act. And really, that is like, that is the utmost respect that you can get from a comedian. Like, they are solid. And to that end, former Wizards legend, and by that I mean player, Trevor Booker, just had this to say, which hit social media.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, thinking back on it, you know, it's the most terrible team that I've probably been on, but it was probably the most fun that I've ever had in the NBA because those guys didn't care at all. You know, I would come into the locker room the day of a game and watch, you know, one player cut up a suit of another player. You know, one guy took a in another guy's shoe. Oh my goodness, I have stories for days. We were going the road, we were breaking into each other's room and beat a player up, tie him up. It was so many stories I got from those Washington days. It was so much fun, but looking back on it, oh my goodness, it was so unprofessional. That was all I knew. It's my first NBA team, so I'm like, wow, the NBA is really a show. But, you know, as soon as I went to Utah, I was like, wow, this is way different. This is way more professional, you know, and I really like this a lot more. It's a lot more structured.
All right, I, you know, just sent out a video,
you know, I really,
that this little meme that I made.
And I was like, wow, this is completely
of a child
different.
On a swing
and
set.
And then, you know, I went to other organizations, and I realized
raging fire
that, you know,
in the background.
What I had in Washington,
and, I just labeled it, you know, all of our DC
not normal
teams,
at all.
The Nationals, the Capitals, and the Mystics on the swing set.
Stories that I didn't mention,
the Redskins, you know, right in the midst of the raging fire, and then over to the side with a smaller fire is the Wizards. Now, that's an important distinction to make. The Wizards are not in the raging fire with the Redskins. They're just a little small fire. And the reason why is because at least the Wizards have the decency to give us entertainment.
And then one of my other teammates,
he tried to jump in. And they have consistently given us entertainment from the days of throwing out Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues and Michael Adams. George Mirasan,
I got out alive.
Liddell Echols in his booty shorts with ashy legs.
So much to unpack.
They've consisted
of all,
Gilbert
Arenas
when he said and the gun club.
They're consistently giving us things.
Because
I love
to be entertained
that
by
you have
JaVale
so
McGee,
little
running back on defense
for the actual basketball.
The Wizards
that you are perfectly okay
as a
injuring
comedian,
another player, limiting his availability for the actual game.
Middle act.
We're not even concerned about that.
They're solid. They have a lot
that
of material.
That is not even a concern.
And they're very original. I don't know that they're, you know, I don't know that they're headliners.
Trevor Booker left that environment. He had to go to Utah.
But they're like a really good, solid middle act.
Really, that is like
he tried to relieve himself in another player's
shoe. That you can get from a comedian.
Like that would endear himself to the team.
And to that end,
all of a sudden it's like a record skip. Like, hey, dog, Wizards legend. And by that I mean player.
Oh,
Trevor Booker just had this to say.
You know how it is. You know, it's the old shit thing. You know,
hit social media.
Y'all don't.
Oh my
this
goodness!
This not
I mean,
was good.
Thinking
no,
back on
no,
it, you know, it's the most terrible
my
team
bad.
That I've probably been
my
on.
My bad.
Was,
I was in Washington.
It was probably the most fun that I've ever had in the NBA.
You know what that must have been like the first time Trevor Booker
you know,
on a road trip
I would come
took some rope
room,
into another player's room. I was like, hey man, what you doing?
Watch, you know, one player cut up a suit of another player.
Let's go tie
up. You know, one guy took a
hey man, that's kidnapping.
Shoe. Oh my
goodness. Those are real charges. Like, are you
on the road? Hold,
have you reached that point? Is everything okay?
Or up, tie him up.
Nah, was, you know, just for fun.
So
you know, that's how we do. We, you know, we tie.
Days. It was
who's
so much
we?
Fun.
Criminals?
Back on it.
Like,
oh my goodness, it was so unprofessional. That was all I.
You just
knew.
Finished
that's
watching Dead
NBA
Presidents.
Team,
like,
so
what?
Like,
what is
wow.
What is this about?
NBA is really a show.
And if you're wondering, I know a lot of you guys listen to that.
Wow, this is way different. This is way more professional. You know, well, and
Gilbert
I really like this a lot more. It's a lot
Washington
more structured.
Wizards.
You know, it's family oriented. You know, I really
he was here from 2003
went to Utah and I was like, wow, this is
Trevor
completely
Booker
different. And then, you know, I went to other organizations and I realized
in
that
in 2010
you know,
by the Minnesota
Washington,
Timberwolves and immediately traded to the Wizards.
It was
so
not normal at all.
There may have been some overlap.
Stories that I didn't
but we can
was,
feel.
You know,
comfortable and confident
you know,
in saying
my teammates got to fight. They got to fight with each other, though.
What
so
Trevor Booker is describing was actually post Gilbert Arenas. So you look
I mean,
to somebody like Gilbert Arenas, and
it was,
the standard
oh
that
goodness,
he set
was a wild night.
And the tone that he set in the locker room,
he tried to jump in,
and it was actually one that was able to survive
by the cops,
even after
he
left.
I had to drive him home.
And there's not a lot of people.
Way.
I mean, look,
was,
you talk
oh
about
goodness. It was so many stories from
a locker room
year.
Guy. People say, "Oh,
wow.
He's a good
glad
locker
I got
room
out
guy.
Alive.
He's a good guy to have in your locker room around
oh,
your younger players."
Oh my goodness, so much
but
to unpack.
To
first
be
of all, I
such a locker
when
room
he
guy
said,
that your influence is still felt
and tie him up
years
cause
after
I love
you have left.
That you have so little concern for the actual
you're not even
basketball.
In the league.
That
and your
you
old
are
team,
perfectly
still
okay
each other
injuring
up.
Another player, limiting his
beating
availability
each other up
for the
outside
actual
the nightclub and relieving
we're not even
each other,
concerned
relieving
about
themselves
that.
In each other's shoes.
That is not even a concern.
That is
you have to
a
have a
very,
lot of
very strong influence that you have right there.
Trevor
and
Booker
Gilbert
left
Arenas
that environment.
Is,
he had
is
to go
somebody
to Utah.
To take note.
You know what
you
that must have been like the first time he tried to relieve
only
himself in another player's shoe,
the Washington,
thinking that would endear himself to the team.
Wizards.
And all of a sudden, it's like a record skip. Like,
so
hey,
the question,
hey.
So the question
hey,
I
dog.
Have, so we,
hey,
I put
doing,
a
man?
Lot of questions out to you guys.
Oh.
Would you trade the Nets?
Yo, you know,
World
you know
Series
how it is. You know, it's the whole shoe thing.
Team.
You know, you,
would you trade the Capitals?
This not was good.
Title
no, y'all don't.
The Redskins.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
The Redskins.
My bad. I was in Washington.
Which one was bigger between.
My bad.
The
you know what
World
that
Series
must have been like
the
first the time Trevor
Stanley
Booker
Cup
on
title.
A road trip took some rope into
would
another player's room.
Would you rather
room,
be
like,
known?
Hey, man, what you doing? Just for
hey, let's go tie up
the
let's
Redskins kind of dysfunction.
Hey, man, that's kidnapping.
Or the Wizards kind of dysfunction.
Those are real charges. Like, are you?
What would you rather be known
have
for?
You reached
because
that
as
point,
a fan,
is everything okay? Or?
I personally enjoy the Wizards.
Nah, you
to
know,
a
just
much
for fun. You
degree.
Know, that's how
then
we
I
do.
Enjoy
you
the
know,
Redskins.
We
the Wizards are entertaining.
Who's we?
Wizards news like, is entertaining.
Redskins news is like
you just finished watching Dead Presidents.
Bruce
like,
Allen
what is,
says
what
the
is culture is
damn
good,
and you just get mad on the
and
inside.
If you're wondering, I know a lot of you guys.
Wizards
to that
news
and
is
like oh,
yeah, we used to tie each other
Arenas.
Up back in the day on road trips.
Well, Gilbert Arenas,
I enjoy
left
Wizards
our
news.
Washington Wizards and 2000.
I'm here for the Wizards. Look, if you can't win, at least
endear
yourself
Booker
to the fan base.
Was drafted.
And really,
in 2010, by
what
the Minnesota
more could
Timberwolves,
the Wizards do
to the Wizards? To the
so there may have been some overlap
of this nature,
but we can
that
feel
is
comfortable
that
and
is
confident
amazing.
Can
you believe we once had
that
with
most
Gilbert Arenas,
of what
Andre
Trevor
Black
was describing,
JaVale
was
McGee
post Gilbert Arenas. So
who else was? Oh, was Deshaun Stevens on that team?
Like Gilbert
Arenas.
He was not on that team. But
and
no. Well, he
the
was
standard
on,
that he set.
I guess I was a couple years before
that he set
this
in the locker room.
Okay.
But, and it was actually one that was able to survive.
It's a mess.
Even after he left.
I can see how people were tying each other up.
And there's not a lot of people. I mean,
let's
look,
run through
it.
Who's on? Is it, this is the 2010
locker room
team? This is
guy.
The 2010
say,
team.
Oh,
so this is the year that John Wall was drafted, number
he's
one
He's a good
overall.
Guy to have in your locker room around your younger players.
Kaveen Seraphin
but
was drafted
to be
the 17th pick.
Such a locker room guy.
And then Trevor Booker was drafted with the 23rd
That your influence
pick.
Is still
this
felt.
This roster had Andre Blatch.
Years after you have left.
Trevor Booker. Jordan Crawford. You remember Jordan Crawford?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he was a
You're not even
a fun
in the
guy.
League.
We had
and your old team,
Maurice
they're still
Evans,
tying each other up.
Josh Howard.
Beating each other up outside the nightclub
Matthias
and relieving
Jeffers,
each other,
Jeffers,
relieving themselves in each other's
Rashard
shoes.
Rashard Lewis, JaVale McGee,
that is
Amadi Njai,
a very,
Larry
very
Owens,
strong influence that you have right
Seraphin,
there. And Gilbert Arenas
John Wall,
is,
and then
is somebody
and Liam
to
and Nick
take
Young.
Note when you see
now,
stories
wait,
like
was Maurice Evans the one that grabbed the bagels?
Only in the playoffs that time?
The Washington.
I don't recall that one.
Was he was okay. We need to look into that.
Yeah,
so, the question,
so the question I have.
So this is the
I've
team.
I've put a lot of questions out to you guys.
So
would you trade
Trevor Booker
the Nats,
hit the Wizards
World Series
the same time as John Wall did?
Yeah,
the team.
They were both drafted the same.
Would you
same
trade
draft,
the Capitals?
So
Stanley
when
Cup
we evaluate John Wall, we
Redskins.
Need to understand what he's been through.
Dan Snyder selling the Redskins.
This is like a Full Metal Jacket situation.
Which one
like,
was
this
bigger
is what he's been through in his indoctrination into the league.
It's possible he was tied up and kidnapped.
It is a miracle.
Would you rather
really
be
still like forget the contract in the knee? The fact that he is still a sane human being.
The Redskins kind of dysfunction.
Wow, that is impressive. You know
or
what,
the
John
Wizards
Wall?
Kind of dysfunction.
He may have had one of his shoes.
What would you rather
he,
be known
he
for? Because
he was
as
a rookie
fan,
he had to have.
I personally enjoy
to.
The Wizards to a much
that,
higher
that had
degree.
To have been the first and second shoe that
the
got rest. Hit.
The Wizards are entertaining.
No question.
The Wizards news is entertaining.
Wow.
Redskins news is like, if you have anything to say,
Bruce Allen says
about
the culture
anything.
Is damn good.
He talked about
and
a lot
you just
of stuff.
Get mad
about
on the inside.
Again, we opened
Wizards
up
Wizards
news
is like,
Dwayne Haskins
yeah, we used
being
to tie each other up back in the day on road trips.
The Jets, thank you to NFL Network.
I enjoy
Mike
Wizards
Garofalo
news.
For that report. We've been talking Nats and Capitals.
I'm here for the Wizards.
And Mystics
look,
championships
if you can't
matter,
win, at least in
and of course, Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Endear
so
yourself
much to
get
into the
fan base.
Give me a call, 1-800-636-1067.
And really,
Reese Waters on 106.7.
What more could the Wizards do to endear themselves to the fan base? Things that is of this nature. That is
amazing. Can you believe we once had what Gilbert Arenas, Andre Blatch, JaVale McGee? Who else was? Oh, was Deshaun Stevenson on that team?
He was not on that team, but
no.
Well, he was on. I guess I was a couple years before this situation.
Okay,
but,
got you.
I got this roster pulled up, and it's a mess. I can see how people were tying each other up and.
Let's run through it. Who's on? Is it? This is the 2010 team.
This is the 2010 team. So this is the year that John Wall was drafted, number one overall, and then Kaveen Seraphin was drafted with the 17th pick,
mm-hmm.
and then Trevor Booker was drafted with the 23rd pick. So this roster had Andre Blatch, Trevor Booker, Jordan Crawford. You remember Jordan Crawford?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. He was a fun guy. We had Maurice Evans, Josh Howard. Othias Jeffers, and then Rashard Lewis, JaVale McGee, Amadi Njai, Larry Owens. We had Seraphin, John Wall, and then Yijian Lian and Nick Young.
Now, wait, was Maurice Evans the one that grabbed the bagels in the playoffs that time?
Ooh, I don't recall that. I don't recall that one.
He was okay. We need to look into that.
Yeah. We'll circle back on that.
So this is the team. So. Trevor Booker hit the Wizards the same time as John Wall did.
Yeah, they were both drafted the same draft, 2010.
So when we evaluate John Wall, we need to understand what he's been through. This is like a Full Metal Jacket situation. Like, this is what he's been through in his indoctrination into the league.
It's possible he was tied up and kidnapped.
It is a miracle. He's really still, like, forget the contract and the knee. The fact that he is still a sane human being. And wants to – wow, that is impressive. You know what, John Wall? Thank you.
He may have had one of his shoes.
He must have. He was a rookie.
You know, defecated.
He had to have. He had to have. That had to have been the first and second shoe that got hit.
No question. Wow. All right. If you have anything to say about anything, we've talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about the Wizards. Again, we opened up with breaking news about Dwayne Haskins being named the starter after the bye week against the Jets. Thank you to NFL Network's Mike Garofalo for that report. We've been talking Nats and Capitals championships and Mystics championships for that matter. And, of course, Popeye's Chicken Sandwich. So much to get into. Give me a call, 1-800-636-1067. Reese Waters on 106.7 The Fan. An incredible night to be doing radio here in D.C. because not only do we have the Nats championship and the Mystics championship, we have, as I just mentioned, breaking Redskins news. We also broke Wizards news just a few minutes ago. I'll let Trevor Booker take it away.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, thinking back on it, you know, it's the most terrible team that I've probably been on, but it was probably the most fun that I've ever had in the NBA because those guys didn't care at all. You know, I would come
now,
into the locker
room. Now, let's just pause it right there.
They have a game and watch.
Let's just pause it right there. Now, I'm going to break this down a little bit for you because it's important things to note. One of the things he said, it's probably the most terrible team I've been on, but the most fun I've ever had in the NBA. And I think that goes to show something that a lot of us know, that when you're a part of a terrible franchise, and I don't mean franchise in terms of team, I just mean enterprise. When you're part of anything terrible, those can be some of the most fun you will have in your life. I know some of the worst comedy shows I've ever done have been some of the most fun that I've ever had, because we really don't care. Now, you would hate to have an NFL team get to the point where they don't care to such a degree, but we really didn't know just how little they did care until he continued.
The day of a game and watch, you know, one player cut up a suit of another player, you know, one guy took a in another guy's shoe. Oh my goodness, I have stories for days. We were going to roll, we were breaking to each other's room and beat a player up, tie him up.
Now he probably had a lot of y'all at the shoe. Naturally, I'm sure he had a lot of y'all at the shoe. And as I mentioned in the last segment, that made for a super embarrassing moment when he tried to endear himself to the people out in Utah. I don't know who was there at that time. Was Greg Ostertag still there? I feel like he played in Utah for 45 years. I don't know who was there at that time. But, like, him trying to endear himself to the players in Utah by taking a dump in his shoes. Like, yo, who did this? Hey, man, you know how it is. You know that's how we do. Like, hey, man, this is disgusting. You owe me a new shoe. Oh, okay. You evaluate this like a normal human being would. I thought it was like an NBA. Oh, okay, I didn't know we were going by regular people rules. We're going by regular people rules. The thing that got me was we sneak into another player's hotel room and beat a player up. You know why? Because there is no way a team that had any inklings of competing for a championship or for the playoffs would beat another player up. They just wouldn't do that. I don't care how, like, you might have beef because you have beef, and then you get to the point where you don't care. Yes, that it does happen. I'm not saying beef doesn't happen, and especially on a competitive team. But this wasn't beef. This was like, we just messing around. Let's go mess his knee up. Why don't we do that just for fun in the hotel room? We're going to put him out for 3 to 5 games. How about that? That's how little you think of your current squad, that you're willing to, quote, beat a player up for fun. He continues.
Oh, my goodness. I have stories for days. We were going to roll. We were breaking to each other's room and beat a player up, tie him up. It was so many stories I got from those Washington days. It was so much fun. But looking back on it, oh, my goodness. It was so unprofessional. That was all I knew. That's my first NBA team. So I'm like, wow, the NBA is really a show. But, you know, as soon as I went to Utah, I was like, wow, this is way different. This is way more professional, you know. And I really like this a lot more. It's a lot more structured. You know, it's family oriented. You know, I really went to Utah and I was like, wow, this is completely different. And then, you know, I went to other organizations and I realized that, you know, what I had in Washington, it was not normal at all. pretty crazy. And one of the stories that I didn't mention was, you know, outside of the nightclub, you know, one night my teammates got to fighting. They got to fighting with each other, though. That's the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, two teammates got to fighting each other outside the locker room. I mean, not the locker room, but outside of the nightclub. It was, oh my goodness, it was a wild night. And then one of my other teammates, he tried to jump in and break it up, and he ended up getting beat by the cops. And I had to drive him home, and he was crying the whole way. It was, oh my goodness, it was so many stories from that rookie year.
Wow.
I'm just glad I got out alive.
Now, I also want to give a shout out to the interviewer here, because just a peek behind the curtain, when you're interviewing somebody and they say something crazy, you want to react as if you're intrigued by what they said, but you don't want to let them know that what they said was crazy, because then you don't get more crazy, right? You got to act like the crazy they told you was regular so that they continue to tell you the crazy stuff. I've been in that situation. I remember interviewing Mike Tyson during the Tea with Tyson segment that we have online. And as he was telling stories, you just have to eat all the craziness that is coming at you, because that's how you get more crazy. If you act like the crazy is crazy, he's going to shut it down. So credit to that interviewer for just taking, relieving yourself in a shoe to the head and just keeping it moving. Just like, yeah, y'all crazy. And then he kept it moving. I appreciate that. Also, Trevor Booker flat out lied. Because you saw, he said at the beginning, he goes, it was the craziest time I had. We were terrible, but it was the most fun I had. Then later, when he talks about going to Utah, he says, yeah, that was a lot more normal. I enjoyed that a lot more. No. That's a lie. You feel like what you're supposed to say is, yeah, that was a much more professional situation, so I enjoyed it. That's what you're supposed to say. But you told the truth in the beginning when you said it was crazy, it was the most fun I had. That was the truth. We all know that was the truth. And I appreciate you for saying that. I can tell you, look, there's not a lot of fans that can describe what it's like to follow a team in like a very specific way, especially in the NBA. Lakers fans always have a story. Obviously, Warriors fans have a story. Cavs fans have a story. Heat fans have a story. Knicks fans have a story. Wizards fans have a story. And we didn't have to win to have a story. And not everybody can say that, okay? If you survive the 2010s, the 2000s and the 2010s as a Wizards fan, you went through something so unbelievably unique that not even winning could have made that a more special experience. I mean, you can take your grandkids on a knee and say, hey, let me tell you about the Detroit Pistons championships with Rasheed Wallace, where they all came together as a team and defeated the Kobe Shaq Lakers. Yeah, that's okay. But you could also tell them about the Trevor Booker, Gilbert Arenas, JaVale McGee Wizards. That's a way better story. That's a way better story. And that is a story that they have given us as a fan base. And as a fan base, to you, the Wizards, I say thank you. We'll be back. 1-800-636-1067. Reese Waters, I'm a fan. I'm feeling it. Reese Waters, welcome to Overtime with Reese Waters on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to let your voice be heard, it's 1-800-636-1067. We have so much to talk about. Started out with Dwayne Haskins being named the starter for the rest of the season. Surprise, surprise, they played the Jets at home, and they want somebody to come to that game. I can tell you this. Last Redskins game I went to, which was the Patriots game, I took an Uber there, which is ill-advised. I did not get an Uber home until 6 o'clock for a 1 o'clock game. That's when the Uber got there. So, in looking to combat that, because I had to take that Uber home having watched four quarters of Case Keenum. So, I mean, at least in trying to entice people to come to the game, that makes perfect sense. Talked about the Wizards just now, giving us always a reason to feel some uniqueness and some pride of place for being Washingtonians. Thank you for the Wizards for doing that. Then we've talked about the refereeing, especially as it relates to the Washington Nationals, them trying to take away what was an incredible story, what ended up being an incredible story. Very, very happy to see Steven Strasburg being kind of the quiet, consistent on that team. You got to think about a guy who was supposed to be the guy, who was supposed to be the savior of the team, and he watches Bryce Harper become the face of the team. He watches Max Scherzer become the ace and the opening day starter, dealing with questions about his longevity, especially when he was shut down in 2012, whether or not he was going to live up to that promise. And he was an unbelievable horse on the way to that World Series championship. And so very, very happy for him to get the MVP. We were trying to get, we're chasing down some people on free agents with the Nationals, because Anthony Rendon is a notable free agent. If he decides to leave, but you can't let it be because of the money. Not immediately after you just lost your best player to a $300 million deal in Bryce Harper. So, look, if he wants to play somewhere else, you can't stop him, but do not let it be because of the money, especially not when you have all this this goodwill right now and all this great chemistry that he has with all the rest of the guys on that team. And Rendon's only like 28 years old. Hey, man, a guy who's willing to disappoint his home fans to such a degree is very special. I always said a guy hasn't disappointed the home team and the home fans like that since me every morning on Get Up DC, when the people of Prince George's County have to realize that this was their fault. I see you guys at 6 a.m. I'm actually talking to people that might be awake at 6 a.m. You should be probably about getting ready to go to bed right now. It's a little different experience talking to people that I actually be awake when my morning show is on. I can lie to the people at night and tell them that show is about anything I want it to be about. Tell them we sell knives. We sell swords, knives, and those tech glasses. Take away the glare when you're driving. I didn't realize that was such a big problem in society that it warranted that much airtime. But evidently that is, there's people out here that are like one-issue voters. And their one issue is, can you take the glare away? Look, I'll vote for anybody in 2020 that's willing to take the glare away from me when I'm driving. That's really what I'm dealing with on a daily basis. Fans of good football teams are upset with the referees ruining games. Looks like a lot of Google search results have bared that out. And yet at the same time, Fox may put former umpires in the broadcast booth next year just so they can validate the terrible calls that are made on the field. We had one caller earlier on say that he went to Philadelphia for week one as a Redskins fan. What I also find it humorous, though, he didn't say Philadelphia has a reputation for having the most aggressive and the most violent fans, certainly in the division, maybe in the league. At no point did he assert that his safety was threatened in any way or the Philadelphia fans did anything to make his experience less enjoyable, which tells you just how threatened they felt about the Redskins. They probably thought it was adorable. See, look at that. Redskins fans coming in. Hey, look at that. That is, I didn't know y'all still existed. Look at a Redskins fan out in the wild. That is really amazing. The same fan that said he went to Philadelphia for week one. Now, in hearing the news that Chargers owner Dean Spanos is vehemently denying that the Chargers may relocate to London, because evidently that was a report that came out a little earlier on in the week that they were considering a possibility that the Chargers may relocate to London. Now he's saying there's no way. He said he would be fine with the team relocating to London and we starting all over again. He made that change in half a season. Would you actually be okay with that? Would you be okay with the team leaving, kind of like the Browns fans did when their team went to Baltimore? Didn't have a team for a while and got to start over. Now, granted, I can't say that that ended well for the Browns, certainly not where they sit at 2-6 and haven't watched the Ravens win two Super Bowls since they left. It's worked out quite poorly. But I think we can all say that if Dan Snyder continues to own the team that leaves, that is not a possibility. That is not how that's going to end up. So we don't have to be concerned about that. Super Bowls won't be an issue. Maybe the new team going 2-6, that's certainly a possibility. I'm curious how the defenders start out, because they can prove whether or not we actually can have a good football team in D.C. Because it's been so long, you might think maybe it's something about our city that is not conducive to having a competitive football team in the last 20 years. But if the defenders come out and they're good, that makes them look even worse. I, for one, am excited because, as I mentioned, I've not gotten to poke my chest out as a football fan since RG3's rookie year. And then it makes it worse. You know, it's one thing to be going through something, to be going through it. But then when you watch a neighbor just receive the full abundance of life, it just makes it all the worse. When they pop in Lamar Jackson highlights in the middle of my Redskins game, it's like, yo, dog, do you want me to continue watching this or not? I mean, I'm sitting here trying to ignore the fact that there's a city full of people that don't know how to pronounce the word dog. It's a three-letter word, and they still somehow say Doug. It's a city full of those people that have a franchise quarterback. And you're going to taunt me with him in the middle of Redskins Bills. Why do that? It's like you're asking me to change the channel. Or treat me like an idiot. But like, hey, really, if you haven't decided to do something else by now, this not going to do it. That's fair enough. He's like, if you, it's the end of the third quarter. If you still watching Redskins Bills, here, have some more of this. Have some more of this. No city deserves Lamar Jackson less than the city of Baltimore. Yet that's the situation that we find ourselves in. Oh, DC. In any event, things are quite good for us, and we must admit that they're quite good for us and enjoy it and be grateful for it. And I absolutely am certainly grateful for everybody who's called in and made this such a fun time to be a DC sports fan. I got one segment left coming up. Give me a call, 1-800-636-1067. Overtime with Reese Waters on 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate all the energy you guys have when you call in. It's like different for me calling in when people are still awake and sober. This is different. I'm used to a certain kind of caller. I'm used to always answering the phone like, hey man, you all right? Can we get you anything? Can we do anything for you? Typically those are the kind of callers I'm used to on the 11-1 shift. We ain't gotta worry about all that. You guys call, you ready to talk immediately. Proud of that.
Those are the callers where I have to have my finger on the dump button.
Yeah. There was one caller, we were trying to get somebody to take him some Pedialyte. Like, yo, if you see my man down in Winchester, drop him some Pedialyte, would you? Our Washington Nationals, just in case you haven't heard it recently, are World Series champions. World Series champions. Take that with you. I also like to take this with you. I found this list from Watch the Yard. 10 productive things you can do instead of watching football. Just in case you're interested, because we don't have a game this weekend, but you can surely practice it the following week as well. Go outside and play football with yourself. I love that was one of them. Visit people at an old folks' home. Listening to a Jay-Z album while reading a book on financial literacy. That's not happening. Take your significant other out on a hot date. That's expensive. Hit the gym. I can't afford it. Barbecue with your friends. I can't cook. Play spades with some people who can actually play spades. Bingo! That's where I will be this Sunday. I am Reese Waters. Thank you guys for being with me on Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Get at me!
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.